To the state of New Mexico now, where 56% of residents over the age of 16 have now received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. 38% are fully vaccinated. It's one of the highest vaccination rates in the country. And that's worth noting because New Mexico is also one of the poorest states in the country, with limited healthcare resources. Dr. Tracy Collins is the state's Secretary of Health. Dr. Collins, welcome. You know, more populous states have used football or baseball stadiums to get people vaccinated on a mass scale, but you don't really have that there in New Mexico. How are you getting all those shots into arms?
Well, so it's like a multiple approaches. Okay, so we have EMS. We're partnering with emergency medical services, going to people's homes, going out to areas that are remote, and working with pharmacies. We have more landmass here in New Mexico. So this idea of trying to use a large venue, it works well in the Albuquerque area, maybe Las Cruces, up in Santa Fe. But in these very remote areas, we've got to go out and set up these pods. And so we have our public health offices. Our public health division, it really has done a great job early on in the pandemic with testing, using these pods. And now we're using these pods to deliver vaccines. So it's like having a grocery store with an area in a parking lot set up, or where they someone can go to a smaller community outreach area and get their vaccine. The large events do have some value, but it's more so that special touch of using the pods and even mobile vaccine units to reach these remote areas. And I just want to add, we also have a FUMU, a FEMA Urban Mobile Unit, that we've set up in a parking lot. We actually had several people show up just as we had the issue with J&J and we had to switch to Moderna, but we were able to have people walk up, get registered, and get their vaccine.
How much do you think your vaccine campaign has improved the number of infections and deaths that you've been seeing in your state?
Well, we have seen a nice plateau. We saw a drop and now we're plateauing. And we feel like given the number of shots in arms relative to the drop in cases we've seen, that we're doing quite well to try and get ahead of COVID-19.
Do you feel like the worst is over in the state of New Mexico?
I wish I could say the worst was over. I think we just need to be diligent and continue with best practices, mask wearing, distancing, just really adhering to what's going to keep us safe until we can get as many New Mexicans vaccinated as possible.
Will, to that point, your governor wants to be the first state in the country to reach herd immunity with at least 70% of the population vaccinated. It may actually have to be higher than that. Do you think it's realistic? Can you reach herd immunity in New Mexico?
I think we can certainly reach more than 60% of New Mexicans being vaccinated. We're really within that goal. The issue with herd immunity at this point is that this virus is, we're constantly learning about it. And so we may actually need a booster dose in the future. So I think when you think about herd immunity, you really want to be cautious in that the fact that you really have to get enough people vaccinated so that you don't see this virus replicate and then potentially mutate again. It's just herd immunity can be a bit tricky given how this virus continues to change.
Well, and I wonder how you're targeting people like conservative men in rural areas. Of course, New Mexico is a pretty rural state. We know that many people in that group don't want to get vaccinated. How are you trying to reach them?
It's a matter of finding the champions in those communities, the evangelicals, those white males who may think, no, thanks on the vaccine, to find someone who they can identify with, who actually has gotten the vaccine and really believes in it, and use that person to work with us, to work with those communities.
Dr. Tracy Collins is the Secretary of Health for the state of New Mexico. Dr. Collins, thank you for your time.
Thank you.